Memhei Sif Yudalit. Eze hu Carmelis. So what is considered a Carmelis? So it probably doesn't have the status of Rishas. It's not a Rishas Yochid, so it doesn't have walls, etc. So what makes it a Carmelis? As opposed to Malkim Batur, as opposed to Rishas Rabin. Malkim Shein Hiloch Rabin. It's not made for people to travel through there. It could go in Yam. So Yam is considered a Carmelis. Bika being over here, a place which has fields. So the people are not going to be walking through the fields. The fields are, and there's no walls around the fields. It's the bodies. Okay, so what are those things? Pirch. It's the bodies is Malkim Shalifnei Hachanuyos Shiyoshim Shoma Sechurim. It's sort of like an outdoor plaza where they would have a place to be seated on. So they're not part of the actual plaza where people are walking because they're higher up, but they're a little bit larger. So they're not a mokum just for being seated, but you know, people will go there, etc. Mitzvah mokum shemenichem alav prakmatia. That's the places where you place the prakmatia. Again, it's not hilucha rabin. The itzba and the itzbanis are by the mudim, which are the shazarabim, where the scharis v'hi rechava arba. These areas have to be 4x4. Ugevoya mishlosh about asur, and the height is between 3 and 10. Less than 3, they're part of the shazarabim. More than 10, the karmelis doesn't exist above 10. It's rishas yochid. Okay, the karen zob is a smuch rishas rabin. If you have literally a corner, so what does that mean? So, which Kegayin Mavoy is Shiesh Lehem Shalosh Machitzas. You have a Mavi which is enclosed on three sides, none of Mavi Mavoy. Vein Lehem Lechi Okar Brevius, and there's no enclosure on the fourth side. So they open out in the Shazarabim, but you'd have to turn from the Shazarabim to go into the Mavi. So that is a look at status of a Carmelis. Shazarabim Shahu Makura, or Shazarabim which has, we said before that Shazarabim can't have a roof. If it has a roof, it's not a Shazarabim, but it's not a Shazayachid, it's a Carmelis. Tel Shiesh Bar Arba Alaba, Benagawa Sora, Chen Kirichu Alaba Alaba, Benagawa Omaka Sora. So we had before, if you have some type of a rise in the Shazarabim, if it's less than 3 Tvachim high, it's part of the Shazarabim. If it's 10 Tvachim high, and it's 4x4, it's a Shesuyach. If it's between the heights of 3 and 10, at least 3 and less than 10, and it's 4x4, it's a Carmelis. That's true in a rise, it's also true in a depression. It's a Carmelis.
I'm thinking like a gazebo. Have you ever been to the gardens here? Mm-hmm. And they have those, I'll call them gazebos.
And they have walls around them.
I don't. Yeah,
usually a gazebo has walls. Okay, but if you're picturing one without walls, that would be correct. Yeah.
So that would be a Carmelis.
Well, the whole park is a Carmelis, right? The gazebo would also be a Carmelis. Yeah.
Why wouldn't the park be considered a Rishus Rabim?
Because it's not made for the purpose of a park is not made for transportation. It's made to be there. You stroll into the park and you're in the park. The Rishus Rabim, the goal is the purpose of Rishus Rabim of a road is not to be in the road. It's the road is used to transport you from place A to place B, or a gathering place of the Rabim. For example, the Shuk is also Rishus Rabim. The goal is that Rishus Rabim should use it. Over here, it's not. We don't use it as a gathering place. Each individual person comes there to enjoy the scenery. He doesn't use it as a vehicle to get from point A to point B.
That's Did you not, call the Shul of Rishus Rabim?
Shuk.
The Shuk.
Some shuls are like shuks, but that's a different story. Okay. Memches,
I'm just trying to wrap my heads around this. Okay.
But who had in the Nahor River as well would have the same din as well. So we have to understand, we said before that if you have a mechitza which is 4x4 and is 10 tefachim deep, it's a shesuyach. And water doesn't take that away. So why is this a caramelis? I mean, the river has the bank which goes down, so it's 10 tefachim deep. It's 4x4. It's much more than 4x4. So why is it the Rishus HaYochid? Okay. If it's not very steep, so it does, that's not considered. It's a more of a gradual slope. That's not a rishus yachid. And the yam and the river by the bank, usually it's not very steep.
So
that's one answer. Miri nisker hatam. The Miri gives a different answer. I mean, theoretically, there's something called the continental. You have the continental slope and the continental shelf, right? So the Atlantic is Rishus HaYachid, right? I mean, so
the Atlantic is a Rishus HaYachid?
It's a Havamina.
I'm sorry.
Right? So, and all of America is Rishus HaYachid because it has a wall around it. I mean, why do we argue all of America? Because there's this deep wall down into the ocean on this side, that side. So America is Rishus HaYachid. Mm-hmm. But that's ridiculous because if I stand in the middle of Kansas, I don't see any walls. Right, I don't feel that it's an area which is enclosed, even though theoretically there are halachic walls. But if they're rochel mizem mizet to the point you don't feel that it's an enclosure, that's not an enclosure. That's the Miri's point.
Well, did you say the same thing about Manhattan? If I'm in Central Park in Manhattan, I don't see any walls.
That's true. But if you would be take away all the buildings, you could actually see from side to side of Manhattan.
But I still don't see the walls. The walls are
crumbling. I feel that I'm enclosed in an area. I feel that I'm in an island. I feel that the presence of this is an enclosed area. The water is surrounding us, and we have this enclosure. I don't have to see the walls. I have to feel enclosed. I don't feel enclosed in the middle of Kansas by the fact that there is an Atlantic Ocean on one side and the Pacific Ocean on the other side. I just don't. I mean,
it's too far away, yeah.
Right, it's too far away. Right. So that's his argument. Therefore, even if you would have a steep bank, now, Zog, the Mr. Burr, so that works very nice. You're talking about the Yam. It's not. Ain no Rishus HaYachid min HaTamzeh. Now, but Nohar, so Zog the Mishnah Berurah, what about the river? Abel Gav, the Shtei HaMechitzes, Einam Rechaikus HaMizu, the two sides of the river are not so far from each other. Rishus HaYachid is not defined by two sides. You need these three sides, or probably four sides. Well, where's the other two sides? At the beginning of the river, or at the end of the river? Okay. So, came in the either hashnayim hem rechaykuzumizu kamer pasos enam itarves leilu hashnayim. So that again works in this argument of the Miri.
You're saying even the two banks are still not going to even forget about the beginning and the end, which there is no. There's not going to be a. The beginning of a river is going to be some small tributary.
Right. Saying so you only have two mechitzas. So these two mechitzas, even they're visible and they're there, and the water's not about the mechitza, and it's steep even, but it doesn't make a difference because that's not enough to make a rishus HaYachid. Now, I feel that if he did rei amagan of rum, may rabbanu mekarmel is havi b'chol inyan, k'moshe muchach mimena b'sef tevorov. Now, the average case of a karmelis is a midaraisa makam tour, and the Chazal gave it a chumra of a karmelis. Okay, there are scenarios which we're going to see where midaraisa is a rishus HaYachid and midrabana gets a din of a karmelis. Not to take away the surim of the deraisa, but to make it also to carry in a dalet amos. Make it also to carry from it to Rishus HaYachid. So there are, I can give something which is Rishus HaYachid. So if I have a very large enclosure out in the fields, which is not book of the, it's not book of the Dira. So even though it's enclosed, I have a large park. Right? And there's walls all around the park because it's a private area. It's all privately owned. We charge admission. We don't want anybody sneaking in. So there's walls all around the park. But it's still a din of a karmelis. because it's a very large area and it's not made for dira. People don't live there, etc. So that doesn't have a din of, it gets a mina rabbanan, it gets a chumra of a karmelis. That is also, so this, he's saying in the Magen Avraham, even according to the Magen Avraham, that when you have steep walls, he doesn't make this difference of long or short, etc., the closer far. So according to him, there's walls, so there's a siyachid. Yes, but it still have the chumra of a karmelis. That's what he's saying. Now, but let's say you're a different situation. You have a small little rivulet which goes through the Rishus HaRabim, but the people walk through it. So,
when you say it's a little rivulet, I'm assuming you're talking about like a little creek that you could almost like just step over it?
You could step through it or over it, yeah. Okay. So the luck is, since the traffic flows through it, even though there's water there, it remains Rishus HaRabim. Now, it's very narrow, people will jump over it. So we should argue, people don't walk through it, it's not Rishus HaRabim. He says, no, if it's not 10 tefachim deep. If it has a little board that you walk over it, that board is part of Rishus HaRabim, etc. Now, Rashi daf kuf mashal tzksasul harbishes rabim elam kain harbi ben yadam oibrim b'sach. Rashi learns they have to walk through it to give it the dirishes rabim. Bim rakaka muka sort chobar batvachim harbishes karmelis kavayam Rambam. Okay, comes from a gadam and says, "Mistabek loyim the rock the chum rabim karmelis shalom hoytzi mitoychel b'shesu yachid av minatara b'shesu yachid." If it's 10 tefachim deep and it's 4x4, it's b'shesu yachid. But we gave it a chumrah, since it's not functioning as a makom dira, it's functioning as it's water. We gave it a chumrah that it functions like a karmelis to make it also to carry from this rakak into a karm into a shesayachi.
Rakak? What's a rakak?
Yeah. This little water
like a creek.
Little creek, yeah.
Rakak.
Okay. Fine. Ubika, so Bika over here, usually we translate Bika as a valley, but it's used in the terminology of the Gemara. Means a place where there are fields. Wakam Sada Shane Mukha Machitzas. There's fields which are not enclosed. And it's not made for healing, because when Adarab, when the grain is growing, you don't want people walking through the fields. It's not made for healing.
Maybe it's not green, but maybe it's an orchard of, I don't know, peaches or something like that.
Well, also, but the case of the more uses the phrase of beaker for place of sodas for grain. That's how it's used. Orchards, if they're not mukav mechitzes, they would also be a caramel because they're not made for hiluch. Shlefei amudim. Now, so what's this case? We have this thing called the itztavonis or the itztaba. So what is that? And it's in front of the lamudim. So what's the case? Okay. Amudim heim oim the brishus harabim. Metelam behem hatagorim perkmatia. Vetzim hoya hitzabos. So they would have an area which was the marketplace. So that's brishus harabim because it's made for people to come there and go there and buy, etc. They would put these amudim in the brishus harabim where they didn't have booths. They had amudim and the merchants would hang their wares on these amudim. Then besides that, they would have a place for the not an actual flow through of the market where the merchant would stand and sit when he could put some of his merchandise on the shelf. So it's taken away from the Shusarab, but it's removed from the Shusarab because it's not made for Hiluch, etc. But since it's wide enough and tall enough, it's considered a karmelis. Now, So, what about the following? Imagine you have your large marketplace, people coming in, etc., and then you would have where the merchants were. So they put an omit here, an omit here, an omit here, 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 etc. So they're staggered a little bit. So anybody wants to go somewhere, this is a horrible place to go. It's just it's crowded and there's people there and there's merchandise, etc. It's not good for healing. So the Mor discusses this, the Rishonim discusses the status of that area. The Rambam says the Maisa, it's flat with the rest of the Shulchan Rabbim. A person can go from the Shulchan Rabbim through there. It's made for to make it's there to be the Rabbim can come there and get what they want. So that's part of the Tasha of Shulchan Rabbim. So the Bein Amudim between these Amudim is also Shulchan Rabbim. But Rav Paiskim, the Mishabur is saying, said this Hiluch, which is there's a, impeded by the presence of all these things, especially it's like this, you can't really walk through. You're going to have to walk and go around. It's not a Mokim Hiluch anymore. So it loses the status of Rishon Zerabim, according to Roy Plaskin.
So then what does it become? A Carmelist?
It's Carmelist. Too late. Yeah. And the list he puts on the bottom is a Riff, Rashba, Rosh, Tur, Reni Ruchim, Miri, it says that's Roy Plaskin. So that's a nice
so it
team.
It makes it sound like if it isn't a Rishus HaYachid and it isn't a Rishus HaRabim, basically almost everything else is a Carmelist. Or where does Makom Patur, you know,
Makom Patur, it has to be an area which is very small. It has to be less than 4 Tochim by 4 Tochim.
So there's no such thing as a large Makom Patur?
By definition, yeah. The next question you'll have is there such a thing as a Makom Patur inside of a Carmelist? That we'll get to that. Not tonight, but we'll get to it.
I'm assuming there's such a thing as a Rishus HaYachid inside of Carmelist?
You could make Rishus HaYachid inside of a Carmelist, yeah. Yes.
And can there be a Rishus HaRabim inside of Carmelist?
I wouldn't call it inside of. We would look at it as two distinct areas, probably. Yeah.
I'm sorry, they would look at it as how?
Distinct areas. It's hard to call it. Yeah, plop down Rishus HaRabim in the Carmelist is no longer. It's no longer part of the Carmelist.
Well, but you're saying
I have this beautiful park and I build the interstate through it. So it's not. You're right. Now there's a interstate which is Rishus HaRabim in the middle of your Carmelist, but we don't look at it as it's in the middle of Carmelist anymore. That's the whole idea. It's now a different type of usage. You've changed the usage.
But I mean, you said, you know, if you're in the middle of Kansas, right, and, you know, let's say there's a, I don't know, interstate, I don't know, what is it, 83 or whatever it is, that runs through Kansas from New York to Los Angeles, right? So that's the Rishus HaRabim, because it's meant for going, or it's meant for Hiluch. But the minute you step, let's say, you know, 20 feet to the right or 20 feet to the left of the interstate, you're in a Carmelist?
Yeah.
But so the interstate, quote unquote, is quote unquote in the middle of the Carmelist.
Yeah, right. But, yeah, correct. Hirakava. What in Linyan Itzavonis? So this area which we're describing has to have a certain amount of size to it. It has to be 4x4, right?
There's a few of them.
And it's between the height of 3 and 10. Arboa v'gavoya. The bein of rechav arboa he makom patur. If it's not 4x4 wide, it's makom patur. The bein of gavoya shloisha he rishus harabim. It's less than 3, it's considered part of the ground. The bein of gavoya sora he rishus yachid. So the only thing that's relevant if it's at least 4x4 and it's between the height of 3, the shear of be considered part of the rishus harabim is up to but not including 3. Once it's 3, it's considered distinct already. And the din of 10 is up to and not including 10. So once it's 3, from 3 until up to 10, but not inclusive, it's a caramel. If it's already 10th to walk him high, it's a shizuyoch. We discussed if the traveling the Rishus HaRabim use this area to adjust their packages, etc., that becomes part of the Hiluch of the Rabim, that there to facilitate the Hiluch. So they're not using it for that purpose. Okay. Then he said, yeah, Karen's office. Okay, so the first shot is
Karen's office is a corner.
Karen's office is it's a corner, but over here the Rambam explains if I have my Rishus HaRabim, this is Rishus HaRabim, and I have a bavli here and it has three walls. There's no lechi or kara, so it doesn't have a fourth wall. So since the flow of Rishus HaRabim is like this, to go into this mavi, I have to turn. That's called Karen's up. That's the first pshat. So that mavi is not fully enclosed to the point that we consider Rishus HaYachid. So it's a caramelist. That's one pshat. The Mishmur is going to bring a second pshat. What about the following? So you have your Rishus HaRabim, and then you have houses lining the Rishus HaRabim. One house is sort of pulled back from the Rishus HaRabim a little bit, and there's no wall or anything like that. So we could picture that the traffic, as it's going, and it's very heavy, you might see some people like sort of going to that spot as they pass by. But since, as soon as they go in, very shortly they're going to have to go out again, that's not Rishus HaRabim. That's not Karmelis. So that's called, that's what Rashi says, that's the point. It's a Karen Zobis. It means it has this like corner that you have to turn to get in there, and then you have to turn again to get out of it. That's not Rishus HaRabim.
I'm having trouble wrapping my head around this. You're saying that if this is the Rishus HaRabim, and the Mavi, let's see, here. This is my Mavi, right? This is my this is my Rishus HaRabim. So I have to turn to go in here,
right?
But there's no, when you say that it's a corner, I'm like, where's the corner?
There's a wall here. So you have to turn the corner to get into the Mavi.
But you're just making a turn. When I think of a corner, I think of like a separate space that's, I guess I'm thinking it's neither Rishus HaRabim nor
there's Mavi. A wall Rishus HaRabim here, there's a wall here. Yeah. This is a corner, right?
Yeah.
So you're turning the corner to get into the Mavi.
Okay.
Right.
What is the score behind it?
Okay, so you're saying there has to be a presence of a wall, and that wall that one wall and two walls. So there's two walls that form a corner, and you're turning that corner. That's what that is.
Right.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
Yeah. One of the houses was set back from the Rishus HaRabim, and that area was left out, as it were, for the Rishus HaRabim. But the Maisa, that is going to become not really usable for the Rishus HaRabim because they have to turn, as it were, to go in and go out. So they're not going to. That's only a Karmelis. Inami. What will be if I decide to be like avant-garde, like all the houses are, here's the Rishus HaRabim and all the houses are squares like this, and I'm going to make my house at an angle, so like I have it. So there's a house X ends, my house goes like this, and here's the tip of my house, and it goes like that, and then there's the next house. So I have these two triangles spaces between my house and the other house. That's the Karen Zobis case, according to Rashi's second shot. I can turn off my phone, right?
That's not considered enough of
it. So, but again, all the ideas that one end, it's like it's at an angle, so one end of the house is right next to the Rishus HaRabim, one point of it, one corner, and the other parts are moved. So the fact that there's the house there, that corner of the house, prevents the flow of traffic using that space. It's not easily usable. That's a Karmelis. Now, the Ramos case, Ramos is a simple case. You have a Rishus HaRabim, you have a Mavi. The Mavi has three walls, and it doesn't have a Lechi or a Kara on the fourth wall. What if it had a Lechi or a Kara on the fourth wall? What's the status? What status does it get?
Does that make it a Rishus HaRabim? I mean, a Rishus HaYachid?
That's the question. Okay. So, Mr. Berlich, there's a difference in a Lechi between a Lechi and a Kara.
Well, they're two different things.
I understand the two different things, but there's a difference in halacha between whether it's a lechi or a kara. So a lechi is, if this is the mavi, a person puts a pole, one pole, here, right at the end of the mavi.
That's the lechi.
Right where it goes up the Rishus HaRabim. That's a lechi. A kara is that there's no poles there at all. Across the top of the mavi, he puts a beam going across. Okay, this is not Tursa Pesach. This is not the Tursa Pesach. We refer to the poles of Tursa Pesach as lechi. That's really an imprecise usage. Those are not lechis. Those are called konas in the language of the Gemara and the language of the Halacha. A lechi is a special din. It only applies to a mavi. The only place it applies. You can't use it anywhere else. You can't use it to enclose an open area. You can't use lechis. If you close a chotzer, you can't use a lechi. The only place you can use a lechi is by a mavi.
I thought, don't they use lechis for the eruv?
He's saying.
But the Erev really is called, what's called a Tzuris HaPesach.
Yeah, I know.
We colloquially refer to those uprights as lechis. It's imprecise. It's an incorrect usage.
Oh, so what should
they
be called?
The precise konas.
Konas.
Beams.
Beams, okay.
You know, poles.
So I'm sorry.
A lechi, that's simply what I'm trying to clarify. A lechi has nothing to do with that. Drop that out of your head and forget about it. You never saw the source of best of your life.
Wow.
Okay. A lechi is a halacha specifically by a mobi. Well, we'll get to it later on, okay? But a mobi has three walls, has chutzeres which open, has batim which go into chutzers, and the chutzers go into the mobi. And it's made to bring the flow of these private areas out into the Shazarab. That's the purpose of a Mavi. Chazal said that a Mavi, because it has three walls, if you will make a semi-enclosure of the fourth wall, it's now mutter to carry them. What is your semi-enclosure? So Chazal made one of two, they're both halachic fictions, right? One is called, you put a lechi, not a source of pesach, one pole. You just put a pole there. That's it. You put a pole right there by the edge of the mavi. This is where the mavi is. You put a pole right there. It's 10 tefachim high. It has, we'll discuss, it has to be a shear. A source of pesach does not have a shear. How big the pole is, this has a shear. How big it has to be. It's 10 tefachim high. It's a tefach. That's called an enclosure. The fourth wall is that halacha says we look at it as if we just closed off the wall with that one pole. That's a lechi.
I thought it was a hecker.
Kur is a hecker. Lechi we pass in Shemachitza.
It's kind of almost like when you build a sukkah, you have two walls and a, as you say, like a pole, that's the third, becomes the third wall, essentially.
Right.
It's the same concept.
Well, yeah, this world of halacha, Moshe Sinai, said these things work. A kur is something else. A mavi had a wall around it. So the end of the walls, there's a place you could put a kara, a beam going across from one wall to the other.
Right.
That's again, and that's not a source of passage. Not a source of passage.
But is it a hecker?
So that works is midrash allowed to carry in the mavi. It's not a shesu rabim. It's either rishus yochad or a karmel. So midrash allowed to carry there. Because also don't carry there until you make some type of a hecker to show where the mavi ends and the shesarabim starts. So you have this big beam going across in the middle at the end of it. So that if you make it earlier in, you can't carry past the kara. So we pass them that a kara doesn't. There is a mandam in the merahos that a kara is a machitza also. Halachically, it's if you now this beam is dealt with as if it went down and created an enclosure.
Right.
We don't pass them like that. We pass them that kara is mishum hecker. Lechi is mishum machitza. Lechi is mina rice. It gets a din. As if there was a wall there.
No.
So Mishabur is going to point that out.
So walls, quote unquote, go side to side, but not up down, essentially.
In this case, don't make a general rule out.
It's a new case.
Okay. Dim hoya lechi. If there would have been a lechi there, hoya rishus yachid gomer min atara. It's rishus yachid deraisa. So therefore, somebody would throw the rishus rabim into the mavi. He's already said deraisa. He bechayv achatas shazurik rishus rabim seches chayiv. And we give him a hasra. We can kill him for it. We gam shayim mutu latalta besecha bechol rishus yachid. It's not a karmelis anymore. It's rishus yachid because lechi the karmel law lechi mishum achitza lechi is considered as if you enclose the all four sides. Bafilo yihavi sham rak kara. There wasn't the lechi. There was just this beam going across. That's called a kara. The havi rak mishum akeru. Akuponim the kuliyam rishus yachid ruling yitilto. But your mutter to carry it. Chazal gave it to rishus yachid. You let it carry there. Now a person throws rishus rabim in there. He's not chayiv because it doesn't have a wall. Now
the points from later. It's still.
Let's go back a step. The Rambam sheet is you need four walls to be chayiv. Have a din rishus yachid. The rice you need four walls. The other mishnah holds three walls is enough to rice. This is all going like the halacha of the Rambam. You need four walls to rice. The rishus yachid. You need four walls. So a kur is only a hecker, so there's no fourth wall. So a person would throw from the shesurabim into the mavi with the kora will not be chayiv because it went from a shesurabim to a non rishus yachid. But you're allowed to carry in there. Chazal allowed you to carry in there once you put a kur in there. If it'd be a lechi there, that's why I'm a rishus yachid because now there's a fourth wall.
Mm-hmm.
So you can tell based on if you threw it too that you hold like the Rambam.
Well, we'll get to that. Yeah. Now, if you have a shamrak kara, the Rambam doesn't carry a component. The kuliyam rishus ayochad holding until you're allowed to carry there. The talat b'sech gemar b'shar rishus ayochad. The doctor shemur, but the calls that hula rakla das a Rambam. This is all going like the Rambam that made a rice. You need four walls.
You probably have to tell it to the guy who gives you hasra because they can't kill you without hasra anyways.
Now, the shemur, but the shari post. Currently, the post of the three walls makes rishus ayochad the rice. So the lechir kara is not irrelevant regards to rishus ayochad. Either way, it's rishus ayochad the rice. Either way, there's no lechir kara either. Keep yikayim for throwing them there because there's three walls. According to the people arguing on the Rambam, three walls is enough to make it into rishus ayochad. So midaraisa, this has three walls. A person would throw from rishus Rambam into his mavi. He's kayim skila. But you're not allowed to carry there until you make a lechir or a kara. Here's an example of someone derives a shusha yochad according to these rishonim, which Chazal asked her to carry them. Yeah, like a caramelist. Now I'll give you an interesting motion. Let's say you would have. I want to carry. Luckily, you can't carry more than dollar amas on a caramelist. So I have caramelist A and caramelist B right next to each other, and I have an item 2 amas away from the end of the caramelist A, so I can carry it from caramelist A to caramelist B. But over here, I can't. Because this caramelist is a Rishon Soyach in the rice. And this caramelist is not a Rishon, it's not a caramelist. So I have my Mavi and right here's a part. So this is a Rishon, this the three house in rice, this is a Rishon Soyach. It's also to carry in there because you didn't put your tikkun by the fourth side. And then there's a park. So what's the status of that? It's a midrash of the book of Torah, because all asset is a caramelist. You can't carry that from one to the other because you're carrying from Rishon Soyach to a caramelist.
The main thing is this.
So even though this is a caramelist, the chumra, it's all the chumra, not the kula. Shumakura, or if you have Shuram which has a roof, they don't travel the midbar Shalahari Makura Lamal. When they travel the midbar, there was no roof on top. Oh, and the last thing over here was. It had a tail. It had this rise. It has 4x4. But it's not 10 tefachim high. Dilav Hachi, high Malkam Tur. If it's not 4x4, it's Malkam Tur. Benagor Sarim, high Malkam Simsa Matisha, and Leel Sifyud. It was exactly 9 tefachim high. And the Rishon Rabbim, people use it as a stopping point to arrange their items. It's interesting, Shiloh, just give you now the picture of Lakatev. You know, we don't have as much of Lakatev in our world.
I don't even know what Lakatev is.
Lakatev, your Kasev is your shoulder. Lakatev means to raise you. They have cameras on their shoulder, and they would stop by these little amudim place to put the package down and sort of rearrange it and put it back on their shoulder in a better form. So that's not considered, that's a similar shasarab, even though, right? So this applies in a different area. So the halacha is when a person's going, every time you stop, that's considered that the person does an akira. He travels and he stops, that's considered a halacha. Now when he's lakatev. Lakatev is not a stopping, it's all part of the hiluch. Right? So this concept of lakatev not only does it play to find the area, it also defines what type of action this is. It's not an action of stopping, it's an action of facilitating moving. It's considered like you're still moving. A person stops by lafush to rest. That's called stopping your hilo. A person stops by a red light. Some person who has in a mita lakatev. That's how you're not stopping to rest. You're stopping because that's how the flow that it should be able to move safely through the area. So it's controlled by this thing. So some person who that's called the mita lakatev.
It's interesting that would be nogea for somebody who happens to have to in a situation where he has to
travel on Shabbos,
carry something and try to avoid the drive.
Right. So well, has a person finds an item in his pocket, and he's just stopped by. He stopped by.
By a red light.
If he stopped already, so it's already mono. So not now. If somewhere along the way he says, "Okay, I'll just go back to where I came from," so he can never really left. So that's the law. If a person has an item in his pocket and he has not stopped yet, so he just goes back to where he came from. was like he never left. But not if he stopped for rest, meanwhile. What would he stop by red light? What's the status of that? So that's the place to discuss that. It has applications. I don't picture people being mechatif things so much nowadays and their big packages on their shoulders with these amudim and malicious rabbins, but I do picture. So amid al-khatib does play a role, so we'll hold it here.